Welcome to A Better Way to Heal podcast. I am your host, Dr. Rachel Gregg. Each episode, I will be bringing you powerful interviews or solo episodes to help take your life, health, fitness, and mindset to the next level. Get ready to step outside your comfort zone and find the beauty that awaits on the other side. If you are ready to start your journey to the best version of you, let's get started.
Hey, what is up? Welcome back to another episode with yours truly, Dr. Rachel. And today I am getting to talk to you about a topic that I just love, and it makes some people feel very uncomfortable, but so important in your world of health. So I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about it. So you're saying to me, Rachel, what the heck are you talking about? So I am talking about poop. Yes. And don't turn it off. Don't switch the channel. Don't take your earbuds out. It is so important to talk about this. And in a past episode, I was talking about gut health. And as you know, that this is a huge portion of gut health. It tells you so much about your overall health. And it's something you need to do every single day. Like, you need to get it out. So I'm glad you're here listening. Continue to listen. Trust me, you'll be glad that you did. So I have had clients in the past that have told me, I haven't gone in 3 or 4 days. I don't necessarily go every day. And I just shake my head because I have been there when I'm traveling or I'm stressed. I'm telling you, stress has a huge, huge result in lack of for some people. And some people, it goes the other way. That irritable bowel syndrome can be constipation or diarrhea. I know for me, when I travel or I get super stressed, I hold on to my poop. I hold on to the, you know. So one of my friends I was talking to yesterday equated it to like a weed growing in your body. And that weed has roots, that weed has channels to get nutrition. So when you are not releasing your toxins, it's like this weed growing in your body. And I was like, that's genius. It's a great visual. And not only that, the little leaves and roots are holding on to toxins. So when you're not releasing at least once a day, but I'm telling you, you should be releasing twice a day. You should almost be releasing every time that you go to the every time you eat, you should be going to the bathroom. So yes, I know. You're looking at me like, Rach, you're listening to me and thinking, this is an uncomfortable topic. But it needs to not be taboo anymore because this is an indicator of overall health. So digestive wellness. You hear me talking about gut health all of the time, right? And I work with people on their gut health. I have a protocol that I do with them. There's 3 steps to it. There are other things that you can add on to it, but the 3 steps are so important. It includes a pre, a pro, and a phytobiotic in one powder. And then the other, there's 2 others. The first one looks at the access between the gut and the brain. And that deals and has mushrooms in that, along with some other supplements. And then there's a supplement for the brain. Okay. Supplements that feed the brain. But all these systems, I've talked about flow. You've heard me talk about flow. So getting that flow, the blood flow, getting enough hydration, that's all going to play a part in your digestive wellness, aka are you actually having a bowel movement every day, multiple times a day? We do not want to hold on to those toxins. We want that natural flow. if we're letting go of toxins every day, it's a beautiful thing. Okay. Some people wonder why they can't lose that belly fat or fat around the body. And it's because your body is actually holding on to toxins in the guts. And so those fat cells actually hold and serve a purpose. They're actually really good insulators for toxins. So the more you poop, actually, you're going to lose weight, not only just because you're releasing weight, dead weight, if you will, that's in your GI tract, in your bowels, but also too, as you're releasing toxins and releasing toxins and releasing, you're actually going to start allowing those toxins in the fat cells to come out. So it is a win-win, win-win situation here. And, you know, when you're not releasing, you're creating an atmosphere, an environment is a better word, I think, for what I want to say. But it's disrupting your life, because when you have garbage in, you're going to have garbage in here. So the gut and brain are still connected, not only hormonally, but also, and maybe you've experienced this. I know I have, like, you release. And in season one, I had my friend Lisa on about colonics, but it was amazing. One of the things I always noticed after having a colonic, and if you haven't checked out that episode, go and check that out. I think the title is Up Yours. but it's a great episode. And one of the main things that I noticed after getting a colonic and after flushing out all of the waste that I, even though I was going to the bathroom every day, you still have waste. So imagine if you're not going, but my brain just became clear. It was just awesome. Something I was just aware of. So when you're not going, you're having brain fog, you're having memory issues, focus issues, just things are not flowing like they should. So break down mentally, because you're clogged in the gut. We have that gut-brain connection. If the gut is clogged, imagine what else is. Your brain. Because you, again, if you have too much poo going on in the gut, you aren't allowing the gut to work efficiently and to its highest level. And when that's occurring, hormones are not being produced. Hormones are imbalanced. So for anyone who's out there who doesn't have a regular period, who's having hot flashes, those things, that's all. It's not, those are not normal things that you just have to, oh, I'm getting older, I need to deal with it. Or, oh, my, you know, my cycle has always been messed up, so that's just how my life is going. No. Our bodies are meant to run like the well-oiled, tuned machine that they are. So some ways that you can help rid yourself of these, of your poo, of your bad toxins, of the bad bacteria that your poo is holding on to. So you're trying to actually do something good for your, now you want to do something good for yourself and push that bad bacteria out. We're going to repopulate that environment with good bacteria. So that is one of the ways to start helping with that process. Take a high quality pre and probiotic. The one that I recommend also has phytonutrients in it. So it's feeding that bacteria. It's feeding the pro and the prebiotic. So it's synergistically working. So supplementation is huge when you're talking about gut health. You can't get it all from food. You never will be able to get it all from food. So that is just the case. Our food supply is not what it used to be, unfortunately. So the sooner you can realize that that is the case, the better you'll be. Supplements are an amazing gift that you can give to your body for your health, the health of your family, those loved ones. Also, getting enough fiber. So the fiber that I use, I have a fiber powder that it goes along right with the protocol that I recommend for my clients and anybody who's looking to improve their health. fiber is actually very good at helping support a positive microbiome. Okay. And especially this fiber that is specially formulated to work with these other products. It's amazing. They work so well together. And when you're getting enough fiber, you're moving things along, your brain is moving along. So again, I can't say enough how important this gut-brain connection is. So let's clear it out. Let's get it to a place where it is working. We're cleaning the pipes out, and especially in the time we're in right now. Immunity and health is so important, right? Like, this is just, it's not about how am I going to treat myself once I get sick. Mm-mm. It's how do I keep myself healthy, or how do I improve my health if I'm not where I want to be? It's maintaining. I myself, okay, I work hard every single day to keep myself healthy. It's not just like, oh, you know, look at you. You're good. No. You don't see what I do every day. I'm going to start sharing it more, but I'm putting in quality supplements into my daily routine. I'm drinking the water. I'm moving my body. I'm eating healthy foods. Am I perfect? No. But I am doing so many amazing things for myself every single day that even if I allow myself to slip up here and there, and I do, I put the work in for long enough that my body's like, got you. But when your body is already suffering and shutting down and not working at its highest level, something like a virus can easily come in and take over. It's build your army. And this is, man, if you're listening to this, and thank you for listening to this, because I know for some of you, you're probably still like, I can't believe I'm still listening to this. But all the reasons why you are not pooping on a regular basis are all things that you can do fairly easily to fix that. If you do nothing else after listening to this episode, go drink some more water or go start drinking water. You'll be amazed. Half your body weight in water. And if you're physically active, up to your body weight in ounces of water, that's going to change your life, your health, how you feel, your energy. But you can't just, that's not the only answer. But if you can't do anything else right now, that is what you have to do. But improving your fiber intake, move your stinking body, eat fibrous foods, supplement with fiber, supplement with a proper pre and pro and phytonutrient biotic. If you want to know what one I recommend, I'm your girl. I'm going to share that. But I just want you to know I'm not just talking about these things because of it. They work. Okay. They just work. I'm so passionate. I want you to feel better. I want you to do the things to make yourself the best version of yourself that you can be. And if you're listening, I'm going to say this to nauseam, but if you're listening to this in this time of quarantine or right around that time, we're transitioning back. And as I'm recording this, who knows? I have no idea what that's even going to look like. Just know, again, I want to empower you every single time that you're the only one who can control what you are eating, what you're putting on your body, what's around you. For the most part, we're always bombarded. And that's the other thing. We're bombarded with toxins every single day, just walking outside the door, no matter how much we want to think that, oh, my air is clean. There's toxins. Our earth is healing right now, which is a beautiful thing with this quarantine. That's one of the beautiful things happening, but still, it's there. So if you can rid yourself of some of those toxins, because if you're not letting anything out, you're holding on to all of that. There is only, it's a closed circuit. It doesn't just disappear. Your body processes it, metabolizes it, deals with it. But the way it excretes it, and you're not doing that, It's sitting there for a long time. Okay. So we got 25 feet of intestines. It can hold a lot of poo. You want to be letting that go. Just let it go. And that is the emotional side of it. I can speak from experience. When I am emotionally tight, or I'm stressed, or I'm just holding on for dear life. I'm holding on for dear life in every single area. So thank you for being here. I hope this was a helpful thought for you. And if you're sitting there and you're still with me, man, if you're struggling with this at all, just reach out to me. Reach out. This is not a normal thing to go 3 or 4 days or week or not go every day. It's not normal. So thanks for being here. And until next time, be happy and be healthy.
Thank you so much for spending some time with me today on A Better Way to Heal podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would be forever grateful if you would take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review. I thank you for sharing this episode with someone else who needs to hear this information today. I look forward to meeting you here in each episode with great guests and useful information. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy. This episode was sponsored by Audible. I love to use Audible to get in my daily personal development, learn new health and wellness tips that include ways to strengthen my body from the inside out, building my mindset muscle, improving my stress resilience, and continuing to learn even more about gut health and the microbiome. Audible is my opportunity to listen to positivity and growth, leaving behind the stresses of the world. Just use the code Dr. Dr. Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, Greg, G-R-E-G-G, -20 today to get started on your Audible subscription. You won't be sorry that you did.